Junior Urias with Up and Smoke Barbecue.
Junior Urias on the line with us, barbecue champion. Is that right? Now you're a champion in some different competitions. I want to ask you about how you got into barbecue, and then if you want to transition that into, I know ahead of time, so spoiler alert, folks, he is a barbecue pitmaster champion. So start with the beginning of how you got into barbecue and transition into, you know, kind of some accolades you've gotten along the way.
Sure. You know, I started at a young age. You know, I love cooking and stuff with people. I used to go to barbecue camps in which we would cook for like 600 people a week long every year. And we would do it for 7 days, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And everything was done over campfires. There was no electricity, no ovens, no nothing like that. The coffee was cooked over coals. And, you know, we use a lot of Dutch ovens. And anyway, that's kind of where we started. You know, I started going back when I was at least 12 years old. And at least 30 years we did that. And that's kind of where my barbecue expedition started. Then I started doing cook-offs because I enjoyed the sport. And people always told me that it was that I was good at it. So I ended up continuing the barbecue competition. I started traveling all over, you know, Texas, and then all over the entire United States. And we ended up on Barbecue Pitmasters. We were chosen as one of the teams for Barbecue Pitmasters. We went and did Barbecue Pitmasters and won the Texas Pitmaster Championship.
Wait, you were on Pitmasters, that show that I watch when I go into hotels and that sort of thing on cable? That show, Barbecue Pitmasters, the reality show?
Absolutely. The show was on Destination America, and it is Barbecue Pitmasters. And, yeah, absolutely, we were on it. It still boggles my mind that we're on it, and we did good. And, you know, it's just grown my business by far.
I chuckle because I had I wrote down Myron Mixon, Pitmasters, I like it, is what I got down in my notes. And the reason I say that is I got rid of my television in 2007, got rid of my landline in 1997. So I've been like an early adapter to new technologies, that sort of thing. And so when I go on vacation or travel for business, I get into hotel rooms, and that's really where I get my television fixing and that sort of thing. And I stumbled upon this Pitmasters show. And I got to tell you, it was one of my favorite shows because I love to barbecue, and I love the, you know, like the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives Food Network thing. And it kind of reminded me a little bit of that because you have each person really has their own flavor and their own style and their own chemistry, if you will, when it comes to their different meats and everything. So talk to me a little bit about that Pitmasters experience. You know, what did you cook? What were your sides? Did you get insulted by Myron Mixon? Come on now, to share it.
You know, it's funny, Jason. We were at San Antonio, Texas, at another cook-off. This was on a Friday night. We had my trailer set up. We're already cooking for the competition, and I got a call. The call was from the Barbecue Pitmasters audition person, and they had asked me if I wanted to be on the show, that I needed to be in Florida by Sunday. So I was like, this Sunday? And he goes, yes, this Sunday. Can you make it? I said, give me your number. I'll call you right back. So the first thing I did was I called several people in Florida. It's going to be based in Florida. So I was thinking, wow, I can't really get my trailer and everything connected right now and hit Florida to make it on time. Well, I mean, we had the entire, I mean, we're doing an actual cook-off, so we had, I mean, you can only imagine all the stuff spread out, and we were just getting ready for the cook-off. So I said, all right, I contacted one of my good friends, Blake, in Florida. I knew he was in Florida, I just didn't know how close or where in Florida. So I contacted him. He says, I asked him, hey, dude, I'm going to be on Barbecue Pitmasters. I need to use your smoker. He has a smoker that I used at the time. So, anyways, I asked him, how far are you from where we're going to film? He goes, work about 4 hours. I said, can you do me a favor? Can you bring me the pit by Sunday? I need it Saturday evening. Can you have it there for me? And he said, yeah, I'll make it happen. So that's how that got started. And then, you know, I flew in from San Antonio to Florida, me and my buddy that helped me out that weekend. His name's Wade McVie. And, you know, we flew in with just a couple of bags and some seasonings. And we ended up winning Barbecue Pitmasters, the Texas episode. And then, anyways, yeah, Myron did give me a lot of help. He was making fun of my pulling on in with just a bag of seasonings and some knives, and that's it, and a few clothes. And what was cool was there was a steak challenge. So the steak challenge consisted of a, it's funny, I went to Walmart before the entire cook-off. I went to Walmart to pick up a grill because I thought, man, you know what, we might need the grill for the quick challenge. So I ended up going to Walmart. I picked up a $20 grill. So now a good thing that I say now is, you know, I basically cooked a $50,000 ribeye on a $20 grill. So, you know, that's one of the highlights of the entire show was cooking a $20 steak on a $50,000 steak on a $20 grill.
Oh, what a great story. What a great story, I tell you. You know, I want to get to the oil and gas connection in just a second, because you've got an interesting story to tell when it comes to your connection with oil and gas. And also, I want to talk about some barbecue overview, wood, temperature, time, smoke, water, that sort of thing. Junior Urias on the line with us up in Smoke Barbecue, a Pitmaster champion. And I wrote down primitive into technology as you were kind of talking, answering some of the questions. And the reason I did that was when I first got started in the media, I started back in, say, the radio days when they actually cut tape and spliced together things to do edits. And in the magazine world when I was in that as well, we had light boards and we would use X-Acto knives and that sort of thing. And it was a very primitive way to do the media. And, you know, I did that for a few years. And then when we transitioned into the digital age, it really gave me an appreciation how to use the digital technology a little bit different, I think, than a lot of people. Did you find that going to the barbecue camp and having those primitive barbecue smoke fire elements has really influenced your overall barbecue skills?
Yeah, you know, it really has. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people are used to just smoking and that's all they know how to do. You know, I think for me, grilling was a big part of my upbringing and my style of cooking. I think it's a unique way of doing things. You know, I include my grilling also with the smoking. It's a lot of stuff that a lot of regular pitmasters can't do, and you know, I incorporate both. I think it's a big leap for me to be able to use both, you know, skills. I think they're both different skills, and you know, I think I've mastered them pretty well. So now, like you said, you know, I use them together, and it just makes me a unique individual out there in the cooking world.
You know, and the grilling world has gotten pretty technological base too, but at the end of the day we're talking it's still time and temperature, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. You know, time and temperature and the custom meats and stuff like that.
Let's talk a little bit about barbecue itself. You know, what style do you do? I mean, you know, a lot of people they say their style is the best, and I always say, well, what style works for you?
Well, you know, when you talk about styles, there's you know, there's always the Texas style, there's the Memphis style, there's the Kansas City style. You know, even California's got its own style. But, you know, over the years, like I was saying, you know, I've been to cook-offs and two or three different organizations all over the United States and picked up each, you know, trait of each organization. kind of incorporated it all into one. And using my unique style, I use it. I really don't have a Texas style, really, so to speak. So, you know, I think that makes it more universal for me and kind of unique for me to be able to use all the different styles and put it together.
Do you have a standard type of wood? Do you use a charcoal?
Well, it all depends what we're cooking, Jason, but the majority of the time we use a pecan and a mesquite when I do my briskets. When we do steaks, we use some lump charcoal and also mesquite. You know, when I do pork, I sometimes like using fruit wood with charcoal. I'll use fruit wood, you know, being peach and sometimes cherry. I think it imparts a good flavor in the pork. You know, when we do ribs also, I'll use, you know, some pecan and some peach. Or you know, any fruit wood will work good with pork. So that's kind of the way we do it and the style that I use.
How about when it comes to time and temperature? Are you low and slow, or do you like to put a little heat and rush to it?
Well, once again, you know, I impart both techniques into the way I cook things. Of course, you know, the brisket, I like doing low and slow. Ribs, I use two methods. I do the low and slow, and then I go to hot fast to finish it off. You know, even on steaks, I like to do them hot and fast, and I slow down the temperature, and I finish them off to a good internal medium well, you know. It just really depends on the meat that I'm cooking and the style that I'm doing it for. You know, grilling versus smoking, there's a lot of ways of doing it, but for the most part, that's the way I keep it.
Do you got any opinions on marinades and dry rubs before, after, saucing it before and after, and, you know, spraying it with apple juice, those sort of things, you know, the enhancers, if you will. Do you got any opinion or comments when it comes to those?
You know, there's two different ways of doing it. There's the cook-off mode, cook-off way of doing it, and then there's the restaurant style, which, you know, I use them both. For cook-offs, of course, you want to impart the most flavor into the meat. Not only just the flavor, but different flavors. So, you know, for example, on ribs, what I like doing is I'll brine my ribs the night before. After I got them trimmed, I'll use a salt, water, and vinegar brine for my ribs. So I'll soak them overnight, and then that morning I'll prep it. I'll get my seasonings and stuff like that out, and we do the cook. So, you know, you're wanting to add multiple flavors to the meat as much as you can, just for the judges and stuff like that. But, you know, for my restaurant, I try to keep it simple. You know, simple is sometimes the best. And quite honestly, I would eat my restaurant rib over my cook-off rib any day.
How about when it comes to sides? Do you have a signature side? Do you have? Does it vary on the seasonal part of things? Both, maybe, you know, when you're doing a backyard barbecue, what do you recommend? Or maybe when you're doing a catering, or maybe during a competition. How about, talk to me about sides?
Yeah, there's you know, when we do, it's really all the catering side when we do sides. You know, we normally do like a potato salad. That's a mustard-based potato salad. We do coleslaw, a sweet slaw with a little bit of heat. And then we also do Junior's famous beans. We do some pinto beans. We soak them overnight. And then we add some jalapeno and some of our in-house made sausage with some onion. And we just let that just sit and slow cook for about 2-3 hours. And, wow, it's just, you know, it's just amazing. But those are some of the sides that we do currently.
How about sauce? Do you make your own sauce?
We make our own sauce. For my catering business, we make our own sauce. We make it fresh. We make it daily. You know, it's a vinegar and tomato-based sauce, you know, with a little bit of heat. Once again, you know, I try to import a lot of flavors from Kansas City, some of the Carolina because of the vinegars, and then, of course, the Texas with the spice. So I incorporate all of them to come up with a unique sauce unique to us and to our business. And it accommodates our brisket, our ribs, and our sausages, and it just goes very well with everything we cook.
Barbecue Pitmaster Champion Junior Urias on the line with us, talking about barbecue and tips and a few other items to note. And now we're going to transition into the world of barbecue and oil and gas, because those two go together so well. I mean, you've got guys at drill sites, you know, grilling, and then you've got big company grill sessions and even community ones. I was thinking about the Bakken barbecue, for example. Talk to me a little bit about your connection when it comes to oil and gas and kind of the whole barbecue connection generally with oil and gas as well.
Sure. You know, like I said, I started cooking in competitions and stuff like that, and I think it's brought me to where I'm at today in my catering business. You know, I've created the Craft Barbecue, what we call it. And, you know, a lot of the customers love it. The oil and gas in my area is real big. You know, we're here in Midland, Texas, and it is oil and gas. That's all it is. And, you know, we are a big company as far as catering. We cater to all the majority of the big oil field names, and we're very known for the quality high catering business that does very well with our barbecues and steaks and stuff like that. We, you know, it's honestly built my business to where it is now, you know. The oil field and the oil field companies around this area has been good to me, and we've been good to them. So, you know, I think, you know, that's where I'm at now as far as moving on to the restaurant. That's how we're getting built, and we're really doing it because, you know, there's a lot of companies and stuff that want us to go ahead and build a restaurant, and we're doing it. So I think it's a huge impact, you know, for us to be part of the whole business, oil and gas, in this area. And, you know, it's brought my business to where it is today.
Does the oil and gas industry ever ask for anything off menu, I guess, or do they pretty much just do the regular catering menu?
Absolutely, we do. You know, we do the traditional, you know, our brisket ribs, chicken, sausage. You know, we do that as a normal catering, I would call it. You know, we also do steaks. We don't do steaks for everyone, but if they really want us to do steaks, we do steaks. We do inch and a half ribeyes, and I'm telling you, they just come out phenomenal. They're just as good as my barbecue. You know, our recipes are good, so we do steaks also, steaks and shrimp. And when we do corporate companies, parties, we do, sometimes we get the request to do whole hogs. So we also do whole hogs. That's a big request that we get. And, you know, I think that might be a little, I think that's about where we limit it, because we want to keep everything, we just don't want to. Sometimes we get asked to do Mexican food and stuff like that, but we really try to stick with our barbecue and our whole hogs and our traditional menu and steaks.
How about outside of oil and gas? Restaurants you mentioned. Also, I wrote down sauces. Are you selling, distributing sauces anywhere? And is your restaurant in operation now? Is it being constructed? Talk to me about your restaurant and sauces.
Well, I've created a seasoning called Junior's Rub for Grub. It's been on the market for over 10 years. You know, I created it for, actually, I came across for my cook-offs. So I created it, and now that's what created my sauce as well. So, you know, our seasoning's been used by teams all over the United States, and then now some in foreign countries are using it, and they're winning with it on a daily basis. So, you know, my business became created because of my seasonings. That's how I started my entire business. So Junior's Rub for Grub is a big impact to my business, and it's kind of how it was started. So we got that going, and then, you know, we're currently building doing a ritual right now, Jason. We got the walls up. It's a 2,500 square foot building. We're gonna make our craft barbecue, and you know, occasionally I think we're gonna do a steak night. So that's kind of where we're at right now at this point, and we're looking for late July to open up here in Midland, Texas.
Well, exciting. You got some new endeavors, and you got, sounds like you'll have a new distribution location for some of your old endeavors. All right. I like to give guests final thoughts to let the conversation go whatever direction they want. If they want to reiterate something, if they want to bring up something that we didn't talk about, the floor is yours, Junior Urias, Up and Smoke Barbecue.
I think being here in Midland, Texas is going to be a good deal for us. It already has been, you know. Like I said, we built our business from nothing. We started from nothing. We are where we're at because of the business here in Midland. We've created a good clientele with the biggest names in the oil and gas industry. So, you know, I'm excited for our future in Midland, and we will see how any other future cookhouse might go as well. At the moment, right now, we're just going to be focused with the restaurant. We're going to try to get it going real good. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to right as we speak. And for the next couple of years, that's what we want to keep on pushing. So we'll see how it goes.